البيان راديو presents the following program presented by نضال أيوبي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series on how to escape sins, or the way and means to refrain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this episode, we'd like to continue insha'Allah discussing the topic of the ill effects of sins, or the consequences of sins. My dear brothers and sisters, whatever harm and hardship has befallen the people in their wealth or security, individuals or societies, is due to their sins and their having neglected the commands of Allah and His prescribed laws. And they're seeking judgment amongst the people by other than the prescribed laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created all of creation and was more merciful to them than their mothers and fathers. And He is the one who knows better than themselves what is most beneficial for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, explaining in His book so that we may realize and take warning, He says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And whatever affliction or disaster befalls you or strikes you is because of what your own hands have committed. It is because of what your own hands have earned, and He pardons much, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Whatever of good reaches you is from Allah, but whatever of evil befalls you, it is from yourself. And this is in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 79. My dear brothers and sisters, whatever good comes upon us from blessings, safety, security, it is from Allah. It is He who has provided that. Its beginning and its end is from His kindness, from His bounty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is He who granted us from His bounty, from His favor, that we should carry out that which would lead us to it. And it is He who granted us His blessings and completed that for us. As for whatever evil has befallen us, whether famine or fear or whatever else causes harm, then it's due to our own selves. We are the ones who have wronged ourselves and led ourselves to destruction. My dear brothers and sisters, many people today, they attribute misfortunes, as they say, or calamity or disasters which befall them, whether relating to wealth or security or political affairs, they attribute all this to purely materialistic causes, to political causes, economic reasons, or problems due to borders. But there is no doubt that this is due to their limited understanding and weakness of their iman, and their failure to reflect upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, behind these reasons are causes prescribed as such by Allah, reasons and causes for these misfortunes which are stronger, greater, and produce a more severe effect than the material reasons. However, these worldly or material reasons may be a means of bringing about what is due to the causes prescribed by Allah, which necessitates the calamity, misfortune, and punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Evil, sins and disobedience to Allah has appeared on the land and sea because of what the hands of men have earned by oppression and evil deeds, that Allah may make them taste a part of that which they have done, in order that they may return to Allah, meaning by repenting to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, as Muslims, being from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to give thanks for the blessings of Allah upon us for being the best of nations, as we are the best and most noble of nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish this nation for its disobedience and sins in the way that He punished the previous nations. He will not cause its destruction with a single overwhelming punishment as happened to the nation of Ad when they were destroyed by the violent wind which He unleashed upon them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so that they were left lying like the hollow trunks of palm trees. Do you see any remnants of them? He will not destroy it with the like of the punishment of Thamud, who were seized by the terrible shout and the earthquake, and He will not destroy it with the like of the punishment of the people of Lut, against whom Allah sent violent winds and stones from the sky and turned their homes upside down. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His wisdom and mercy, punishes this nation for its sins and disobedience by setting some part of it upon the others so that they may destroy one another and take each other prisoner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْكِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ انظروا كيف نصرف الآيات لعلهم يفقهون. Say, He alone has the power to unleash upon you a torment from above or below you, or split you into conflicting factions and make you taste the violence of one another. See how we vary the signs, so perhaps they will comprehend. وكذب به قومك وهو الحق قل لست عليكم بوكيل لكل نبأ مستقر وسوف تعلمون. Still your people, O Prophet, have rejected this Quran, although it is the truth. Say, I am not a keeper over you. Every destined matter has a set time to transpire, and you will soon come to know. And these ayat are from Surah Al-An'am, from Ayah 65 to Ayah 67. Now, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, in his explanation of this ayah, quoted a number of hadith. From them is the report by Al-Bukhari from Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, who said, when the following ayah was revealed, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّن فَوْكِكُمْ, say, He has the power to send torment on you from above you. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I seek refuge with your face. أَوْ مِن تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ, or from under your feet. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I seek refuge with your face. أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ, or to split you into conflicting factions and make you taste the violence of one another. The Prophet ﷺ then said, this is lighter or easier. Also in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiyallahu an, who said, we went along with Allah's Messenger until we came to the mosque of Banu Muawiyah. So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered and prayed 2 rak'ahs, 2 units of prayer. So we prayed along with him. So he called upon his Lord for a long time. Then he said, I asked my Lord for 3 things. I asked him that he should not destroy my nation with a deluge, with a great flood. So he granted me that. I asked him that he should not destroy my nation with famine, as it happened with the people of Fir'aun. So he granted me that. And I asked him that they should not fight amongst themselves, but he refused me that. And with that, my dear brothers and sisters, we'd like to conclude today's episode. And inshallah, in the next episode, we will discuss the hadith that Ibn Kathir mentioned regarding this ayah in his tafsir. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.